Go ahead and call the public hearing to order at 1900 on February 14, 2023 to discuss ordinance number 169. If anybody from the public would like to come up and talk about it, please take the hot seat.
So we've already discussed and talked about what the increases will be for community hall, water and sewer, and then the fire call rates are all highlighted in yellow in the packet. The only other thing I did look today is like for the pop, we're paying 85 cents a pound, charging clubs a dollar, and then charging 125 to the renters.
Well, seeing that everybody from the public has chosen to speak already, I just look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to move the public or close the public hearing. Sorry.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to close the public hearing. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. We are public hearing for February 14, 2023. Ordinance number 169 is closed at 1905. Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for February 14th of 2023. If all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome our new council member to his first meeting of his new term. Welcome, Mitch. We'll move on then to public comment. If anybody from the public would like to make a comment, you get 3 minutes of fame. What'd you do, Stephen? All right, we'll move on then to agenda review. Unless there's any changes that need to be made to the agenda, I would look for a motion to approve as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Agenda is adopted. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Like always, I'll try and keep this as short and sweet as possible. First off, I have gear for the fire department. Every year we're allocated $9,500 in our budget for gear. Gear is ready to be ordered. Our gear purchase is actually $10,292. I just need a motion from you guys for us to pay for our share, or for the city to pay for the share, $9,500, and the fire department will pick up the other $800 or so.
Council, any questions? I look for a motion. I'd entertain a motion for the approval of $9,500 to be spent on HFD gear.
Motion to approve the $9,500
for HFD
gear.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the $9,500 for HFD gear. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Right. Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Done.
All right, thank you. Next, I have hydrants. This is more of a future kind of question pondering. I've noticed over the years, we still have quite a few hydrants in the city that aren't the 5-inch and then 2.5 on either side. Is there some kind of schedule to have those updated? The two that I worry about the most are the one right in front of the community hall and the one just down the street from the bar. Being they are both commercial type buildings, if something were to happen with them, we would need a lot of water. And pulling off the two and a halfs just would not suffice.
I'll look at getting some numbers about what it would be for hydrant replacement.
Yeah, I mean,
estimates.
And I know this probably won't happen, but another thing I noticed is when water was put in on Brad Street and David Avenue, there is no hydrant on the corner of that street. There is a hydrant on the corner of Kim, David, Donald, or not David, but Donald, every street other than David. And I know that's kind of a stretch to open up the road, tap into the main, you know, bring a pipe up and over. Mm-hmm. But as we respond to the calls, being where our station is located, naturally we would turn down Brad Street and then make a right on David Avenue. The next closest hydrant is George Street, right before the Larry Miller's old place is the next closest hydrant. So if there were a fire, let's say, you know, where my parents live or the Fulners, you know, 618, we'd literally be driving past it to get water unless someone remembered to go around the block the opposite way. I know it's kind of a far shot to, you know, get something put in there, but something that I noticed when I ran around and checked hydrants.
So I'm looking like David and Brad Street.
Yep.
Getting one there.
Yep. I guess I know it's a bit of a stretch and it's, you know.
Yeah, but probably next year.
Okay.
We're probably looking at Millen Overlane, Brad Street.
Okay.
So that can be part of that project.
Okay. And that might be something, you know, just with my experience with roadways, if it could be done before the Millen Overlay, because that will want to settle.
Right.
Okay. Just keep that in mind
as
you guys plan ahead. But I know there's a few other hydrants throughout the city that, you know, are the smaller ones, and just kind of seeing if you guys had any type of schedule set up going on in the future.
I think that's
wouldn't it be too much to ask for you to like put something together? Like,
I can have that pretty quick. Our active 911 system that we use on our phones and all our iPads has every hydrant in the city, and it tells us exactly which one has the 5-inch connection and which ones have just the 2.5.
Yeah, if you can do
a plan, right?
No,
would it be nice?
That'd be really easy. I could print something off and kind of prioritize it to say which ones I'd rather see done first.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, just something to bring to your guys' attention. So moving forward, we can plan, and I will get something printed off and for you guys to take a look at.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Outside of that, I got ice rink listed. As you guys know, we decided not to flood or make an ice rink this year. Talks with people in town after we decided not to, of course, they said, oh, you know, we kind of miss it. But the biggest complaint we had was the size of the rink. Between like the basketball court was better, but still kind of small. And then underneath that picnic shelter where we had it the last couple of years was just too small. Just kind of want to see what the city's thoughts are. You know, this is something, you know, maybe next year, the year after, we can look into budgeting, but maybe something within the park is getting some like actual removable or permanent rink boards. You know, the fire department would continue to flood it, and this is something we would definitely need a public works person for when it comes time to clear them. Because I don't believe the fire department would want, you know, too much responsibility in cleaning all the snow off, you know, especially if we have a year like this year. But, you know, something to entertain in the future, like I said, maybe in the next couple of years, as far as citizens are concerned, like I said, we'd still maintain flooding it and keeping the ice nice, but just something for you guys to.
And I think we could see if we can get some ship money for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, whether it's, you know,
another meeting coming up in March,
you know, whether it's permanent or something that we'd pull out, you know, in the spring, summer. But, you know, you look at NYA and other towns, you know, they have a couple areas for dedicated ice skating. I think Hamburg would probably benefit from something like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to put a bug in your guys' ear and kind of see where it goes.
I think we could maybe put that where the old tennis court was, or
back there would be.
Yeah, it's pretty flat right back there. And as long as, you know, as long as it was plowed, you know, we can get a truck back there pretty easily to do it.
Yeah, or just maintenance guy and take a look at. And
yeah, as far as flooding it, I'm saying,
Yeah, would you be, that wouldn't be too much of an issue, would it, to reach back there?
No.
I'm thinking that'd be about the ideal.
Yeah, it's pretty flat back there.
Yeah.
Does Toolcat have a broom?
No, we don't have a broom attachment, no, which would be nice.
Yeah.
For that.
I know, like, in Minnetonka, you know, we do have room attachments for our Toolcats, but a lot of times, like, if the snow is heavier with the Toolcat and that all-wheel steer, it's nice to put the blower on there, you know, start at the middle and just keep blowing everything to the outside. And then even through work, you know, between myself and other guys, you know, we've had to go down and there's always, you know, a couple inches of snow that stays in the corner by the boards that can't be reached with the machine. So you just grab a shovel, throw it over, maybe even a smaller snow blower would work too.
We'll just put in for a Zamboni too right away.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
It's a yes if you don't ask.
Right. You know, floor scrubber, maybe you just don't vacuum it up and just. So that's all I have for that. And one thing I forgot to bring up, and I wasn't available last month, but firefighter Bob Krantz has turned in retirement, and it was effective as of February 1st. So just looking for acknowledgement to his 20 plus years of service. I don't have his exact number, but his wife Angie is still staying on as rescue reserve. But he has turned in his pager. So
okay. If you want to get Jeremy that exact number of service, we can do something for him at the next meeting.
Perfect. Yep. All right. And that is all I have, unless you guys have anything for me.
Colts, any questions?
Nope, I got nothing.
Nothing here.
Well, you got off pretty easy.
As always. All right. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, we'll move on then to old city business, the 2023 city fee schedule. As we just previously had, we had the public hearing for Ordinance 169. As Jeremy alluded to there, that all the changes are highlighted in yellow. Council have any additional questions for staff in regards to the changes that were proposed? If there are no questions or any changes that needed, then I would look for a motion to approve ordinance number 169.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 169.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve ordinance 169. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to the general maintenance worker applications.
So the personnel committee has narrowed it down to three people. So we will be conducting a second round of interviews and then hopefully have a recommendation for council after Thursday night and conduct them interviews. And then what we'll probably look is call for a special meeting to be able to get a contingent offer of employment out. Okay. To the person.
Sounds good.
So
cross your fingers.
Colts, any questions for the personnel committee or for staff? No? Okay. Move on into the Trebish litigation. As you probably have seen, there's already been some movement in the snowbanks of stuff. There's a red line I saw on the snowbank. I don't know how official it is as of yet because I haven't been able to verify the distance. I don't think Jeremy has either. So
for that curb cut show. But they have signed off and we have signed off on the agreement. We're just waiting on the railroad right now. And then that'll become official.
Is that an anticipated delay for the railroad?
No, and they might have yet, but the attorneys haven't got back to me yet. They might have signed off. We signed off on it, 2 weeks ago or last week?
Last week.
Last week. It might even been like second or third or something.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if this is the appropriate time to talk about it, but I know we've already kind of touched base on it, but I do think we should get works on a fence. ASAP, like in the spring.
Lined up for spring.
I think it's best for both parties to have a clear.
Totally agree.
That's actually what I was going to ask. Are we going to plan on paying to plow that lot this year yet and just keep a snow bank there on our end? Because second a snowball rolls on his property, we'll probably have an issue. But are we going to use that for the bar now, or are we just going to leave it melt till spring and then put a fence in?
Yeah, good question. I didn't even think of that. Well, I think right now, I mean, the plan was the next snowfall, push snow there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wait for the fence till springtime and get everything accurate and lined up. And,
they just push that straight through the lot and then off the back. Is that kind of what they did?
Yeah.
Right to the tree.
Right to the tree.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen that.
And it was definitely, you know, as far as the fence goes, so something to think about possibly doing. So down on the kind of gravel area that's down below on the park there, just what is it, east of the water road tracks at the end, there's those big brick barrier things that are down at the end of it.
Oh yeah.
Suggestion was maybe the city would utilize those as the fence. A lot harder to move, not as easy to bump into and excellent move in, but just
will that be high enough for snow? Because I think that's right. I mean, snowball falls on that property,
right? No, yeah, it would that it wouldn't have that, but maybe
put a fence up just because put an 8-foot high fence that way. If somebody, you know, tosses whatever can of something,
right?
He's like, oh, they're littering.
And I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Kind of a privacy fence kind of a thing.
No, I guess when fence wise, are we going to be thinking chain link or wood? Or steel?
I'm thinking I'll probably get some companies out here and say, hey, we're going to store snow here. What is the best commercial grade type fence?
Because I'm just assuming that if people do try to park there and some guy, you know, maybe backs into a post, well, then who's liable for that? The guy that backs into it, what if he drives away? You know, you get something pretty sturdy in there. I mean,
yeah,
hurt his vehicle more than hopefully the fence.
Yeah, like in some commercial.
Yeah, we can't skimp on whenever we go in my
opinion. Right.
It's got to be do one and done. Buy once, cry once.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just keep it in mind if you think of anything, share it with staff and we'll go from there. Move on then to new business. As you saw in the packet, Juneteenth is a newer holiday for the state of Minnesota. It's June 19th. For those who may not be familiar with Juneteenth, it is the day that slaves in Texas, who happened to be the last ones, were notified that they were free and emancipated. And it happened several years after actually the war. So that's where that date comes from.
It wouldn't be effective this year, but it would be next year.
Yeah.
So. Is an official holiday then?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's up to staff if they want, you know, take that there. It's up to you.
Next year.
Okay. Move on then to community center fire hall roof ice removal.
I don't know if any of you seen, we had, you know, as you've seen in the bills, we had an $1,800 bill for ice removal, but it was bad. I mean, we had some major ice dams and we had to get it off the roof. I mean, the biggest part was over here where I don't know if it was a big air exchange vent there inside of the building or some had already fallen on and vented, but there was a big enough chunk that would have probably took that whole thing off. And then up here in front in the corner, we had big ice dams and we just, I took the initiative to get it taken care of before we have major issues especially since Mother Nature can't figure out her months here with this rain again. It would have just been a nightmare today if we left it up there.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Did those ice dams cause the exhaust stack to bend?
Yep.
That's what I figured.
Yep.
That's not cutting off or restricting the exhaust leaving the building?
Nope. Okay. We looked at it inside. It's just bent a bit. You know, there's a gap, but as soon as it's safe, we'll get somebody up there to redo it and seal it. And then I think what we'll do is we'll try to have them build something to kind of divert it.
Right.
You know, something to split that so it diverts around that. The guard, put some type of guard to protect it.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move on then to the insurance claim.
Yeah, so we, I found out, I think this happened, this was in January.
It was the 14th.
Yeah, what was that?
January
18th 14th. Or 14th, 15th. So it happened on the 14th. I didn't know about it till like the 24th. So I said, well, I'd turn it over to our insurance, the claim, and I guess it was a Lions member was out helping and they slipped on some ice out front and fell, and I think they fractured their leg. But just so you know, our insurance denied it, basically saying, you know, we were doing maintenance. It is winter. I was up there, I salted. I chipped all that ice off in front of the door there too that Saturday morning, you know, actually chiseled it off. So it was off before pancake, but I don't know if anything further will come of it, but just wanted to make you aware of it. If you're not hearing it through the grapevine. But I also think they're trying to look at the Lions insurance too. So if I have any update, I will follow up with you.
Council, any questions? Okay. We'll move on then to Hamburg Sportsman Club.
Okay. So they're going to do an event on in March on the 18th, or they want to use the hall to build wood duck houses. And I said, I'd just bring it forth to the council if we were okay with them using the hall at no charge for that. Or in the art club and donate towards the city.
I say let them have it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I agree. Brooklyn. Just tell them we should get free fish next time.
There you go.
Yes, I am. Why not?
We'll move on then to March 14th, 2023, City Council meeting. We have a conflict with the room here.
Yeah, so what we got is Miller's has their safety meetings. I don't know if we just want to move the meeting. I mean, because they come in, they set up, they'll be here Tuesday and Wednesday. So they'll have their, I mean, it's open that night. We could still have our meeting. It's just the rearranging of everything. I'm open either way.
Can we do it the week before?
That, or I was thinking like the 21st, maybe.
Oh, the week, that's fine.
Just, yeah, moving it to the 21st.
I'm okay with that. Without a calendar in front of me, I'm okay with that.
Works for me.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Figured that.
You don't got to work, do you?
What's that?
You don't got to work on
no.
The 21st.
Yeah, close door.
Rearranged.
All right. Well, then I look for a motion to move the March 14th, 2023 City Council meeting to March 21st, 2023.
I make a motion to move the March 14th, 2023 City Council meeting to March 21st, 2023.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to move the March 14th, 2023 City Council meeting to March 21st, 2023. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Next on the docket is City Council assignments. So way this has worked in the past is most of the times we've just kept the holdovers as those have been elected and reelected and then just assigned them as is. So that's Mitch. That's why you're labeled right there as streets. And that, is there any objection anybody has to their assignment? So just to remind everybody and also just kind of help you out, Mitch, as well, the idea behind these assignments is that if something comes up in regards to one of these areas, that council member would be the lead on it and help staff, you know, whether figure out if we're going to need to have an expenditure or need to have a budget item or something along those lines. That makes sense for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that said, we'll move into council reports unless there's anything else for the good of the city. And Councilman Mitch, you're up first. You probably got a lot to report on streets, yeah, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, no report here. Streets look pretty clean from
that snowblower that came through town. So
that's nice.
So I would suggest if you could find some time to meet with Jeremy. Jeremy, you want to share him the SEH plan for streets?
Yeah.
And that way he has an idea.
Yep.
I'll just
Send it
to him. See if I got it digitally and then I can send it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Councilmember Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing here.
Councilmember Tracy.
Nothing here.
I did reach out to the handler for our sex offender. Unfortunately, as of yet, I have not got anything back. Hopefully everybody got the message that he did not reoffend. He just violated some rule of engagement that he's supposed to take place. It's in the Department of Corrections hands now. I don't know how that process works or when and if he will be back. So as soon as I do find out more, I'll let the council and staff and also anybody in the city that wants to know on that as well. I did contact and talk to the post office today, and they weren't aware, at least when I called, that we hadn't received mail for a week. Yeah. So we did get mail today. Hopefully everybody got their mail today.
I got mail today.
And that, and I asked when the next time they were going to go out and deliver mail, because we would like to send out a newsletter and I don't want the information to be outdated or anything to that nature. And I was hoping to get information back today, but I have not. So we may be throwing together one quick, or we may not
together.
We may be pushing it off until next week.
Okay.
Because it seems like Monday is for sure delivery day.
Monday won't be.
Yeah.
Oh, next Monday won't be. It's President's Day. So maybe in 2 weeks we'll get mail again. With that said, though, what I would encourage, they didn't post office and tell me this, but I would encourage all of you and anybody that listens to this recording to automate every statement you can for your credit cards, for your mortgage, for any of that stuff. Try to get that all sent electronically to you. So that way, if the mail is delayed more than it is now, you'll at least get it received in a timely manner versus trying to argue with your mortgage company that I did pay on time because I didn't get my mail for 3 weeks. So
did water bills go out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have been in the mail today.
Okay.
Yeah.
They should have been.
I didn't know if I lost it or
today.
Yeah. So those are the only two things that I had. So hopefully we'll get a newsletter out this week. If not, then probably maybe next week. There's nothing else for the good of the city. I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council for February 14, 2023. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All of Hamburg City Council for February 14, 2023 is adjourned at 19:32. Happy Valentine's Day.